We've spoken in the past. We just finished the fourth parak, Sefer Chovos Talmid, and we spoke a lot about this mashal, the very famous mashal of the Pius Etzner Rebbe. It's the mashal about a sandalar. We lived at the crossroads, and he had a meager parnasa, but that was fine for him. It was enough, and he instilled in his family the right types of priorities and appreciation of what's important in life, and everything is good and everything is wonderful, and he davens, he goes to the forest and he davens, and he's like on fire when he davens, and people know, yeah, that's the tzaddik, that's what they called him, the chassid, the tzaddik, the sandalor. Anyway, it came that there was a world war, the Melchama Achroina, it's the last war, and there's no one going, there's no travel, there's no people traveling, then there's no, he's got no income, his family all of a sudden is bordering on starving, they're not even bordering on starving, now they're at the point where they literally are lying in their beds, they can't even moan, they have no strength, they're just, the lips are moving, they don't have any, they can't even make any sounds, and it feels terrible at the fact that he can't provide for his family. Well, he gets up the strength and he bolts out of the house. His wife says to him, "Where are you leaving? If we're going to die, let's die together." He says, "I'm not going to die, I'm going to daven." He goes out to daven and Imamish pours out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he davens, and it's a real intense davening. And he davens Imamish until he has not an ounce of strength left, and he faints. He wakes up to the smell of a flower. And he sees there a flower, and if you look on the bottom, the Medrash, he springs from a Medrash. Medrash says that Tchias HaMesim is going to come from a flower. And it's like smelling salts for him. He wakes up, sees the flower, picks the flower, and he starts walking back to the house. He says, "If I can't give my wife something to eat, at least I can give her something to smell. Give her a little bit, you know, give her a little chizuk, give her a little wake up." On his way home, there's someone that's driving by in a wagon, and the person in the wagon sticks his head out and says, "Hey, what do you need a flower for? I'll buy it off you." He says, "Money, what can I do with money? I can't do anything with money." He says, "If you give me bread, I'll give you the flour." So he gives him bread, and he exchanges the bread for the flour, and he goes home a happy man. He's a happy man because he's got bread. And he comes home to his wife, and gives her bread, and all that's fine. But that night he goes to sleep, and he sees his father. And his father comes to him in his dream, and his father looks terrible. His father's crying, his father's mourning. He says, what happened?" He said, "You don't understand what happened. You davened so strong that there was a tumult in Shemayim. And the tumult in Shemayim was that, like, Ad Masai, how long is this going to go on? To the point where already the Malachim of Rachamim overpowered the din, and the gates opened, and all the tefillahs that have been blocked up until now started pouring into the Shemayim, all the tefillahs. And it got to the point where we said, okay, because this person's davening, his tefillah was Ma'ir Rachamim, therefore we're going to give him the flower of Tchias HaMesim. You had in your hands the flower of Tchias HaMesim. And my job was to come to you tonight and to tell you to take the flower to Chevron, to go to Masa Machpelah, and be Ma'orah Yesheinei Chevron, those that are sleeping in Chevron, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. You're going to bring back to light the Avos HaKadoshim. You're going to bring back to life Mashiach Tzidkenu. You're going to bring back all of Klal Yisrael. It's time, the Geula is here. And everyone in Shemayim was all freiluch. Everyone was all happy and all excited because it's the end. The end is that close. Just had to wait till tonight. I was going to come to you in a dream." And over there, the Yetzirah was all depressed, and his whole chevra, his whole kat, all of them, they were all like feeling all broken and all down. What's going to be? It's their end. They came up with a tachpula. They came up with a plan. What was the plan? The Yetzirah came in a wagon, and he asked you for the flower. And you sold him the flower of Tchias HaMesim for a loaf of bread. And everyone in Shemayim was stunned, shocked. Who could sell Tchias HaMesim, the Geula, Mashiach, all that for a loaf of bread? Who is this person? And I'm embarrassed. I'm your father. And I'm embarrassed to say, yeah, he's a Yid. He's a Yid. He's a Yid. That's you. And Yetzirah is having a party over there. You know what I mean? That was a close one, but he made it out. Now, boys, a lot of times people that are thinking about this mashal, they've got an issue with the mashal. The issue with the mashal is, what do you want from the poor guy? I mean, here he is. His wife's about to die. So, probably he came home and said, "Wow, tremendous ashkacha pratis. I got bread." Right? It's like, wow, how'd that happen? Well, I had this flour, and I traded the flour for bread, and I got bread. I mean, you probably walked home thinking that that was like the biggest mitzvah. What do you want from the guy? What would you do if you had a flour? Can't eat the flour. His wife's going to die. So what do we want from him? Because we're beating up on this guy. I mean, his father's beating up on him in the mussel. And then the Piyosetzner Rebbe says, you feel bad for him, for sure. Feel bad for yourself, even more so. What'd the guy do wrong? Okay, for sure. You know, it's a sad situation. But did he do anything wrong, Bechlal? So Rabbi said, there's something, I think, that's very nekuda, very big nekuda, which is negeya to the klal and negeya to the prat. And I'll show the nekuda somewhere else also. Yosef HaTzadik is languishing in jail. Yosef HaTzadik is in jail, and all of a sudden, he sees these two people. Usually they're in relatively good moods. All of a sudden, they're in bad moods. He says, what's going on? Why are you so sad? I would have said we're sad because we're in jail, you know. That's why we're sad. But Yosef HaTzadik wasn't that way. Yosef HaTzadik, the Medrash even says he was dancing in jail. Yosef HaTzadik had serious emunah. Tzadik be'emunoso yichya. He was Yosef HaTzadik. He had serious emunah. Why are you so sad? So they said, we had these dreams that are troubling us. Yosef says, okay, I'll interpret the dreams for you. So he interprets the dream. The Sarah Oifim is going to die. The Sarah Mashkim is going to live. And Yosef tells the Sarah Mashkim, by the way, you're going to live, you're going to end up back by the king. Could you do me a favor? Could you just put in a good word by the king? That was a bad idea. Chazal tells us he said that, and he was added 2 more years on his prison sentence. Now, what did Yosef HaTzadik do wrong? You know what I mean? He's got someone who's about to go in front of the king. He was accused of doing a crime that he didn't commit. He has a way out. Like, what's the problem? Apparently, that wasn't supposed to happen. That means as follows. Abayisai, when a person is experiencing a geula, he's in the throes of a geula, he has to leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't interfere. When the geula comes, the geula is something that is so special that any human interference is going to set it off. Something supernatural is happening right now. If you recognize it, leave it alone. Just let it happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. So there are times when a person's in his day-to-day life, when a person has to do certain types of ishtadlis. But when you're going through a moment of geula, just let it happen. So here we are. This is a big challenge. A challenge for the Sandalar. He's here. His wife is about to die. Something crazy happens. Where did this flower come from? I mean, he was davening there a minute ago. He wakes up. Boom, there's a flower there. Where'd that come from? So now he's got the flower. What should he do? Someone comes and says, okay, sell me the flower. I'll give you bread. So it's definitely a big challenge. You're talking about a big person. Leave it alone. Don't try to like, okay, now is my chance to barter with this guy. I'm going to like buy the, I'm going to get the, don't do that. Then a person is trying to take it, allow Kodesh Baruch Hu to do what he's got to do. Same thing with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik went through a personal geula. He was in a personal, difficult situation. He was in a matziv where he felt that he was in jail. He was locked up. And he wanted out. He was desperate to get out. Leave it alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. Just let it happen. It's a very high madrega, but sometimes, Rabbi said, we feel like we're at the end of our rope, and we feel like we can't do anymore, and we feel like, you know, we're desperate, so then we start doing things. But sometimes, the geula's in motion. Just stick it out. Just let HaKadosh Baruch Hu let things fall into place. It's going to happen. But we get desperate. So therefore, that's it. We bail out. We sell out. We sell whatever we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us matanas. And sometimes it's right before the geula happened. There's a geula of a klal, of klal Yisrael, there's a geula of a prat, of every single one of us. And every one of us has in our lives things that we feel like, you know, we just can't wait for this to like be done with, because it's a challenge for us, it's a struggle for us. That's our personal galus. And we're pushing on our way out. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you a light at the end of the tunnel. Let it happen. Wait it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us all out of our own personal mitzvah. So that's the story that we had over here of the of this sandalar. And the Piasetzna says to every one of us, you know, we're all selling out early. Everyone, it's all about whether or not you have the resilience to be able to push through the difficult situations. You're on difficult times, but at the end of the difficult times, a person can get to something that's sweet. Just like a person has a fruit, and the fruit has a peel. The peel is very, very bitter. You have to peel through the fruit. But when you get past the fruit, so then they get past the peel, then you get to the fruit. That's all the sweetness. So sometimes it's bitter and bitter and bitter. But maybe it's just like at that last little peel, the skin that's right on top of the delicious fruit. And you're like, okay, this is all bitter, forget it, I'm out of here. You could just peel away one more teeny little strip, and then you're there. And that's what we, sometimes we're there. It's just a question of being able to have the perseverance, to have the strength of character, to be able to push all the way through. So now up to the fourth perek, and he's going to speak about machalas ha'atzlus v'hasrapus v'trufasa. He's going to speak about machalas ha'atzlus. There's people that are lazy. Now, there's different types of people. Some people are naturally lazy, and other people are not. Laziness is something. Sometimes people, that's just the way they are. We are made up of many different components. Eish, mayim, ruach, afar. Some people have more of this and more of that. Some people naturally get angry quicker. Some people naturally are more tired. Some people are naturally, there's all different things that people are, some of them are born with. It doesn't excuse us from trying to work on it. There's machalos ha'atzlus. Some people are born sick. This is the sickness, laziness. V'hisrapus, and being lethargic, v'trufasam, and how to cure it. There's a cure. Right here, he's going to give us etzus. Now, a lot of times, people think that they're going to take care of it themselves. But I want you to listen to the etzus of the Piasetzna Rebbe. Ha'atzlus, we're on page Mem Gimel, for those of us that are in the old printing. The new printing is, anyone? Mem Tes, the fifth perek. Fourth pair. What's going on over here? So, I'm on the wrong page. Sorry. I apologize. Page Nun Hey in the old printing, Mem Tes in the new printing. I apologize. Parotzain Bilvad. I apologize. Eze Eitzos Pratis Lemisrata. These are Eitzos, individual Eitzos. Parotzain Bilvad. The desire alone, shetisratze liyos chorutz oyveres Hashem. I wish I would be chorutz. I really want to be like the first one in the Beis Medrash. I want to be the first one up in the morning. I want to be that type of person. But you know, it's just not working. The rutzain is lo dai lecha. It's not enough to just have that desire. Tzorach ata lehamik v'limtzoy etzois v'tachbulois leaker lesharish behem is hasrapus. So listen to this. He says, a person has to be mamik. Mamik is, it means you have to just learn it up. You have to, like to be an amkin, to be mamik is to go into the depth. V'lim tzoy etzas, come up with etzas. Etzas are suggestions or ideas. V'tachbulois, tachbulois are all different types of plans. In other words, it's not just about, okay, do you like, you know, come on time. Okay, I'm going to come. The person's got to have a plan. You have to think about it. Like, what is going to help me to be on time tomorrow for Shacharis? Let me try to think about this. Let me come up with a plan. Let me see what's going to work. Is it going to work? Maybe I'll do something. I'll set an alarm. Whoa, that's a brilliant one. Let me set an alarm. Okay, alarm's not working. Let me tell my the person who's in the room with me, my roommate. Let me tell the vicar to give me an extra wake. Maybe ask my Rebbe to call me. Let me think, maybe that's not enough. I have to start going to sleep on time. How do I work out to go to sleep on time? Well, when I go out to Shmarma at 2 o'clock in the morning with my friends, what's the name of that place called? The one right here? Shevet Achim. Yeah, so that's definitely not going to help, because until I get out of the bathroom, it's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning. So how am I going to get up to Shacharis? So, Elamai... I have to come. Okay, so let me make up an etza. When am I going to go out to eat? Or am I not going to go out to eat? What am I going to do about dinner? How am I going to make this work? Those are plans. But we don't do that. We just go with it. We just like, you know, let's see how it, you know, how it works out. I'm just going to like, you know, take it as it comes. Just ride. But that doesn't work. But a person wants to go somewhere, he has to make a plan of how he's going to get there. He has to have etzas. Listen for suggestions. Why don't you ask someone for a suggestion? Listen, I got an issue. I can't get up in the morning. Could you please help me out? Maybe someone's got a bright idea. You ever think of asking anyone? Tachbulos. Tachbulos is to come up with techniques. One of the techniques he's going to speak about is incentives. That's the piece that the Rebbe speaks about incentives. Making for yourself an incentive. That's an etzah. An etzah to be able to get a person to do something. It says, if I want to get up, I'm going to get up. That's baloney. It doesn't work. A person has to make for himself an incentive. That's one of his etzahs. To be able to create for yourself a plan, an incentive plan. If I do this for this amount of time, so then I'll get this. That's what we do. And that's the way a person builds himself. This is the etzah from the epitome of a mechanech. Chovas HaTalminim, this is it. Make for yourself the right type of incentives. Make for yourself the right type of strategy. How to be effective. How to get to where you want to get to. Because we all want to be there. Just some of us might be easier, some of us might be harder. But if we make a plan, we could all do it. We just need a plan. Pasuk says, Kiseitze, we'll end with this. Kiseitze la melchoma aloivecha, unesonoi Hashem alokecha biyodecha, v'shavisa si shivyo. The Chavetz Chaim says, we're talking about the Yetzirah. Who's our enemy? You're going out to war with your enemy. Who's the enemy? Yetzirah is the enemy. It's not the Chavetz Chaim. It's the Or Chaim HaKadosh. The Medrash, I think, even says, Oivecha is talking about the Yetzirah. How do you defeat the Yetzirah? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Kiseitze Lamelchama Aloivecha. You have to go to war. It means you have to go out to war with your enemy. You've got to be prepared to fight. You can't just say, okay, whenever the Yetzirah comes, I'll deal with it. You gotta go to war. That means you have to have a strategy. It's gotta be a plan. No one goes to war just like, okay, we'll go there, we'll see what happens, you know? You have to have this plan of how are we gonna defeat this enemy? You gotta know the enemy. You gotta figure out how you're gonna beat the enemy. That's what he's saying over here. A person has to come up with etzos, with tachbulos. What's the strategy? What's the plan? We know what the Yetzirah wants us to do. We know where he wants us to go. We know what he wants us to listen to, what he wants us to look at. He knows what he wants us to say. How do I get myself out of that? What do I do to avoid it? Where can I position myself in a way, strategically, that I am going to be victorious? A person does that, and he thinks about it. He goes to war with the Yetzirah. Kiseitze lamelchoma aloivecha. We have a havtacha. We have a guarantee. Unesona Hashem alkecha biyodecha. You'll be victorious. So we're going to do strategies. He's going to mention over here different strategies, different things a person can do, all different ideas. Like he's got a great one, which is a person has a problem getting up in the morning. It's no problem. Just sleep with your feet on a chair. And in the morning, have someone pull the chair out, and you're sitting up already. It's like that easy, you know? It's like, that's it. So we're going to try that and others. Tomorrow, Bezeshim, we'll continue next week.